Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Group therapy coming directly from one of our friends who is listening this morning. He sent me an email last week and said, I was listening to the show this morning. You were talking about being married for 9 years and reconsidering your pajama options. If you haven't heard, I'm doing 30 days of pretty PJs because trying to, you know, re-spark things after 9 years of marriage. So we
were talking about that
and talking about how I walked past the mirror and was horrified by the look of my baggy old gross pajamas. And Curtis challenged me to wear pretty PJs for 30 days straight. So this listener heard us talking about that. And he says, let's give him a name. Let's give him a pretend name.
Andy.
Okay. Andy says, I could relate to your story because my wife has never considered wearing anything like that for me. We've been married for 10 years. He said, he writes, disclaimer, I hope this doesn't come across as inconsiderate or rude toward my wife or any women, but my wife wore lingerie for me on our honeymoon, and that was about it. She never wears or thinks about wearing anything like that for me. It's been a huge issue, and it's caused some strain in our relationship. She's not affectionate or anything like that, and I'm totally a guy that likes to be affectionate and flirty with my wife. I've asked her to consider wearing something more attractive on and off throughout the years, but she immediately gets defensive and it causes arguments. He says, so I don't even bring it up anymore. It's really upset me and it's depressed me, and I believe that part of our marriage is important to having a healthy marriage, but she doesn't see it that way. And listening to you talk about it made me kind of depressed because I think there are a lot of women out there that do think about that for their husbands, but I don't think that mine does. He says, I find myself thinking about what life would be like with someone who is more willing to do things like that for me, pay attention, or pay attention to our marriage in general. Then he says, and this is the ding, ding, ding moment for me when I was reading this email. She has struggled with her weight for years now, but I tell her that all the time, I don't care about that. I just want her to be more confident and sexy around me, but she doesn't want any part of that. He says, we have three children. They're all under the age of 9. He said, so I stay for that. But at the same time, I don't know if I can live like this anymore. Am I a total jerk for having these thoughts? Do you have any advice? So we wrote back and forth, and I said, your email's just breaking my heart right now. Do not give up on your marriage. And he wrote back again and said, I want to add, I don't want to seem like I'm bashing my spouse. He says, I know it takes two. I feel like over the years, I have grown more and more distant with our intimacy. We don't hold hands. We don't hug. We don't kiss. We rarely tell each other, I love you. He said, on the surface, we get along most of the time. He said, we argue every once in a while, but nothing more than the average couple. I think we just have some issues deep down. He says, I listen to y'all every morning that I can, so hopefully I'll be able to listen to the segment whenever y'all talk about it. Because I asked if he'd come on with us, and he said, I'm too shy to come on the radio. But he said, I would love to hear everyone's input and advice. I'm curious to see if anyone else out there shares a similar story to mine. So can you help out in group therapy? He's being really raw and real, and he says that throughout our 10 years of marriage, it feels like we are just roommates rather than husband and wife.
There's a lot of layers to this.
There is. But if this is sounding similar to you and you've been able to do something about it, could you join us for group therapy? Because he is listening right now. So 404-263-0941 is our number. We got our phones back up and working this morning. So we want to hear from you. And just know the person receiving your advice is listening. We're calling him
Andy.
Okay. I got to write that down so I don't use this real name because I've got it right.
You know what my fear is about this? And I understand there's two sides to every story, but it sounds like she's not willing to work at this. The fact that Andy said, I've asked her to maybe try the pretty PJ challenge, and that causes a rift. I've asked her to be more affectionate, but that causes a problem. She's not going to be affectionate. he's obviously not getting his needs met.
Nope.
And that is a concern.
But maybe, just maybe, she's overwhelmed with insecurity about her weight. And maybe that distance has just grown too far. And it feels so weird and awkward and uncomfortable to bridge that gap back again. But maybe, just maybe, somebody listening right now has got some advice. So could you call us for group therapy? 404-263-0941. I know this couple is not alone in going through this. I have known many friends that have gone through stages like this in their marriages. And there's a way out. So call us and give us your guidance. What would you do in this situation? All my
life been hustling and tonight is my... Back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
We've got an email coming in from who we're calling Andy, one of our friends listening right now for your guidance. He heard us talking about me reconsidering my pajama options after 9 years and sent an email and basically saying after 10 years of marriage, he feels like he and his wife are more like roommates than they are like husband and wife. That part of their life has disappeared completely. And he says, I don't want to seem like I'm bashing my spouse. I know it takes two, but I feel like over the years that she and I have grown more and more distant with our intimacy. We don't hold hands, hug, kiss, and rarely tell each other, I love you. He says, we get along on the surface most of the time. We're raising three young kids. But what do we do to fix this? So you are needed for group therapy.
Let's go to Michelle in Canton on line one.
404-263-0941. Hey, Michelle.
Hey. I think marriages go through seasons. And I think that if he reinvests in his wife in a way that he probably hasn't before, he could make her recognize all of those nice things about herself that he sees that maybe she lost a little bit along the way. Mm-hmm. And I know that having a husband who cares and who is open and communicates those things is probably the best thing that could help their marriage.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Let's go to Sarah in Coweta on line three.
Hey, so I've been where she is, like having problems with your self-esteem, especially when it comes to her weight. Unfortunately, that's something he can't do anything about. He can tell her how much he loves her, and he can tell her how beautiful she is, but she's got to work on that herself. She's got to find her inner beauty.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question. Sarah, what does he do in this situation? Because he's trying to do everything right. He's trying to tell her, I love you for who you are. I would love for you to dress, you know, better PJs at night. The weight doesn't bug me, but it doesn't feel like she's responding. What advice would you give him to try to help the situation?
I'd say try to talk to her and tell her that she might need to get some help. If she doesn't listen to that, then that's on her. That's on her. That's not on him. He tried his best, and... yeah, like I said, nothing you can do about it because that's something you got to work on yourself.
Thank you, Sarah. And it's like, how do you warm up a situation that's become kind of cold? Mm-hmm.
Vanessa in Lawrenceville, thanks for calling Jen and Friends in group therapy.
Hey, I think that what he should do is maybe just try to be a little bit more patient. It's not easy to deal with weight issues. And maybe he can try buying some sexy lingerie for himself and maybe spark it up that way. You know, make her feel
okay. I like that idea. That is really solid advice.
Katie in Atlanta, thanks so much for calling Jen and Friends in group therapy.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on this because I've dealt with this myself. And I just want to let him know, maybe he could talk with his wife. You can't find happiness in someone else. They both need to seek their own happiness within themselves and deal with their own battles and insecurities, and then try to work on going through each layer of their issues and find the foundation from where they started to rebuild their marriage.
Wow. Okay. I think that is a really, really solid piece of advice, is looking internally in themselves and finding where they came from. Thank you so much for the call.
Man, Andy, I hate it for you, buddy. I best of luck for you. This has got to be tough. We want to do one more. You want to go to Tiffany and Ackworth on line four. Thanks for calling Jennifer and Tiffany. What's on your mind?
Marriage counseling.
Yeah.
Because men and women just speak different languages, and the counselor acts as sort of like a translator. And so while they're talking, things will come up that they never even thought about, they didn't know they felt. and the counselor can help translate that to the other person. They need it.
They definitely need it. I agree with you. I think professional help is good, and I think anything they can do to warm it up, right? Because it is weird. You go through different phases in your relationship.
And you get comfortable with each other, and then I've heard of friends that do that. It's almost like you still like each other. You just fall out of love, and you have to refine that connection and that love spark.
And that has to be so intentional, right? That doesn't just happen like it happens in the movies or like you see it on TV or your favorite Netflix show you're binge watching. Like,
right.
That is not how it happens. It takes some work to really do step-by-step things every day to re-spark.
So the sun isn't going to come up over the beach and we're going to slowly grab hands and boom, everything's perfect again.
And the right music cues at the right time.
That's not how it happens. That's
not
real life.
No, it's really not. Like the legend
of the Phoenix. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.